Welcome to the Remote First Podcast. Every week we invite guests from large or innovative companies to share their insights on enabling an equitable and distributed workplace experience. I'm your host, Daphne Laforêt. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Remote First Podcast. So today, as part of our Startups for Remote Work series, we are welcoming Patrick Burns, co-founder of Commons. Patrick previously worked at Snapchat, Amazon, and Google, and is now focusing on enabling stronger connections within your team. So welcome, Patrick. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Me too. I want you to tell us everything about Commons. So what is you're working on at the moment?
So yeah, as you alluded to, Commons is a voice-first communication platform for distributed teams. Specifically, we help teams communicate more efficiently and more effectively. I can go into detail in terms of how we do that, but we think this need is more acute and broadly felt than ever, largely due to the changing paradigm in remote work and distributed work and now hybrid distributed work contexts.
So what is your mission with Commons? What are you trying to do?
Our mission as a company is to make work feel more connected. And the way that we do that is by building a product that helps teams communicate more efficiently. We think that when work is more connected, and by that, what we mean specifically is not just that the team is more connected, meaning they're communicating more, not just that the individuals connect to the manager, to the team's leadership. It's also that the individual team members really believe in the mission of the company. That's a very broad, very ambitious mission. But we really believe that when work is more connected, when people feel more connected to work, people feel better about work, they do better work, and the overall company will do better as a result. So it's something that we feel very, very strongly about, and everything that we do as a company really just drives that broader mission.
So what do you think there's a problem there in the connection aspect of teams and bringing people together? What's the issue exactly?
That's a good one. This is something that as a team, we came together about a year ago to start working on Commons. My two co-founders, Aziz and Nazan, they're both software engineers with about 15 years of experience each. And Aziz and I worked together at Snapchat for a while. And so we came together a year ago, and the same insights that we had then are still prevalent today. Specifically, when it comes to the style of working in this distributed and hybrid distributed context, there's a few specific pain points, and these have pretty big impact on how people feel about work. First and foremost, which I'm sure everyone listening can attest to, you know, Zoom fatigue is now a real thing. It's both scientifically backed in terms of, you know, what's happening when you're on Zoom all day. And obviously anecdotally, it's something that we kind of all feel. And if you zoom out, no pun intended, the immediate shift to working from home, which happened, you know, a year and a half ago or so, it resulted in this really crazy shift in terms of tools, and immediately people started to use Zoom as their primary method of talking and communicating in a live context with their teammates. But we think that Zoom is not the best tool. It's actually a very inferior tool, and Zoom fatigue is not just, you know, one of the side effects. The other side effect is that whenever you want to talk to somebody when you're in the office, you typically just turn around and start talking, or you go tap them on the shoulder, or you go walk by their desk. And a lot of work happens in those little tap on the shoulder chats, the before and after the meeting hallway chats. A lot of information is exchanged in those informal, unscheduled interactions. And the second insight we had was, wow, like there's no way to do that in this distributed context. There's literally no tool that you can use to do that. You can't do that on Slack. You can't do that on Zoom. And so that was the other sort of major insight that we had, was that, you know, we believe that one of our founding principles is small talk is big talk. And what we mean by that is these little informal exchanges throughout the day that vary in terms of, you know, how directly related to work they are versus how socially oriented they are, they have a huge impact on the way that work gets done. And when they don't happen, that is a huge impact on the employee experience, on the propensity for a team to be productive. And so that's the other sort of major pain point that we're tackling.
So tell me a bit more, like what is common? How does it work? Why is it solving that problem? You were keeping me on my toes of wanting to know what is it?
So yeah, commons, you can think of it like a walkie-talkie for your team. Or another way of thinking about it is like Discord for your team. So it's voice first product that if anyone has used Discord or even Clubhouse, it kind of feels like that, and that a team will be on commons, and throughout the day, if there's two main use cases, there are two main ways of interacting with it. One is I have a question or I have a problem, and I need to get two or more or just one person's feedback on this, or I need to get someone to help me. And the thing that I need to do, it just would take forever over Slack. So I really just need like a 2-minute conversation, maybe a 5-minute conversation. That unscheduled conversation, that's one primary way of using commons. So commons makes it literally, I just jump on, press a button. Hey, colleague, do you have 2 seconds? I have a quick question for you. So that's one way of using commons. The other way is that, you know, a lot of teams are using commons now as the way the team communicates in a live format. Because again, you know, Zoom is great for a scheduled, structured, formal client meeting presentation, but I don't think people want to be using Zoom as the primary way of talking to the teammates. It's not really made for that. We think of Zoom as the metaphorical equivalent of like the high end conference room. It's like super fancy, and you have to wear a suit. Like that's not how you want to talk all day long. So that's how Commons works. I mean, obviously there's a lot more, you know, features I didn't mention. You can turn on video, which people typically do after a few minutes. You can screen share. We have a mobile app coming soon, so you can take calls on the go. So it has multiple ways of interacting with the product.
So you're basically in a room with other people in a virtual environment, basically. So that you can just say like, okay, I'm gonna hop in a conversation and then be able to see the people live and then click in, talk to your teammate and then go out of the room, for example, in a bit like you would have in the office.
Exactly. We want it to feel like it feels to talk to your team in the same room, which is not possible when your team is in different countries, but we can get close with what we're building at Commons.
Right. And what are your thoughts on like the current way people are working at the moment with not having tools like that, for example, that they're not necessarily using Commons or they don't know about it? And like, what do you think about the current way people are working apart from using Zoom, how they are able to achieve their work on a day-to-day at the moment?
Yeah, good question. So the two benefits that we hear repeatedly from our customers, you know, before Commons, after Commons, what's the ROI, what's the difference? One is very productivity oriented and the other is very culture oriented. So the first one, productivity, at a high level, we can help teams move faster, solve problems faster, save time. Instead of having to schedule a 30-minute meeting for what is ultimately a 5-minute chat, just have the 5-minute chat. Mm-hmm. So we, from sales teams to customer success teams, engineering teams, the overarching productivity oriented impact is, wow, the team is moving faster and they feel like there's fewer sort of snags. The culture oriented impact is a little bit, I'd say, harder to describe, but perhaps even more impactful or as impactful. And that is, there's this weird sense of isolation that happens when you go several hours or days sometimes without having a lot of interaction with your teammates. And so by reducing the friction to talk to your team, to interact with them, Commons opens up a lot of possibilities for connection that didn't exist otherwise. And so we hear mostly managers saying, wow, after using Commons, my team feels more in sync. You know, There's less mm-hmm. sort of like drama that happens throughout the week and then kind of like doesn't really get bubbled to the surface. We just talk more, we communicate more, and then we feel like there's a stronger bond on the among the teammates. And so that's the other benefit that we hear.
So it's pretty much more of a product that promotes the synchronous way of working, which is like, you know, we talk a lot about, okay, everybody needs to go async and everything. So your product is basically a bit like beating, you know, being a bit devil's advocate, or, you know, changing the idea of like, well, actually synchronous can also be a good idea if it's done well and it's done, you know, with the right tooling.
Yeah, it's a good one. I mean, it's something that we're not dogmatic about. This, you know, must be async, must be sync, must be some, you know, we think that different situations require different formats, whether it's video or audio or synchronous or text or a presentation. We do believe that right now we are highly focused on the synchronous way of interacting because it is the one that is most needed. You know, email and Slack, for instance, are just incredible ways to interact in a text-based asynchronous method. But we think that for right now, the specific problem we're solving, it really is oriented around the synchronous. That said, we do have features that are more asynchronous in nature. So you can leave notes for your teammates. We have different ways of transcribing the meeting, for instance. So in other words, like, we think the use case will be different. The technology has to adapt according to the use case.
Right. And then why do you think everyone is trying to recreate that kind of like water cooler talk and like synchronous talk that they were used to in the office mm-hmm. in the digital world? Like, what makes people just really eager to recreate that?
Yeah. The way I think about this is humans are social beings, and a lot of people need human interaction in order to do their job, in order to do their job better. And so that's one. I think the second is, for a lot of people in this industry or these industries that you know our customers are in, a lot of the work is you know, team based, and therefore inherently there's like a social aspect to it. The analogy I use is, you know, I play music, and playing music in a band in the same room, you know, you're improvising and you're feeding off of each other and you're seeing each other's facial expressions, and there's a lot of energy and information that's exchanged. And I think something similar happens when you're working on a team in an office. If you strip all that away, which is kind of what a lot of teams are dealing with now, and you only have these scheduled formal ways of transmitting information, you strip away a lot of the emotion and a lot of the contextual information that comes from being in the same office. So that's the way that we think about it. It's a very hard problem to solve, I would say. We believe that teams that are increasingly distributed or hybrid distributed will need this way of interacting that is more immediate, that is, it's less scheduled, and it's more, I would say, like off the cuff. And in general, just allows for a deeper and a more frequent sense of connection with your teammates.
It kind of feels a bit more intuitive, maybe, of like what normalcy is in a normal conversation. Of if you are in the same room, you can feel like people are around. If you have a thought that pops to your mind, you can have direct feedback with the person you're talking to instead of having to just like leave a message and wait. I'm quite big on an asynchronous, of course, for like, you know, scaling company that wants to go remote or wants to be distributed and have everybody on a bit of on the same level and be able to scale. But I think that for small teams, or like in general, to be able to have that kind of like feeling of co-working as well with your team, this can be very, very useful. I used to do that on calls and just pop on calls for a few hours, maybe a year, an hour or two with people around, just saying like we're kind of co-working now on something, all doing our own stuff, maybe on mute, but anyway, but on mute when we were trying to talk to them. So it's a bit of the same kind of approach that you guys are doing with Commons.
Yeah. And we, yeah, exactly. Again, like the other data point, by the way, as it relates to, you know, the problem we're solving is that if you look anecdotally and anecdotally, in terms of, you know, one of the impacts we've seen from this new way of working is if there's been a 20 to 30% increase in the number of meetings, Slack messages, emails, that this all happened, if you look at across those three metrics, this all happened with this immediate shift to working from home. And for us, that's just another data point that, you know, people need this way of interacting that they used to have every day, all day long in the office. And they're replacing it with more meetings, more emails, and more Slack, which means that a huge chunk of your day now is just like either you're in back-to-back Zoom meetings or, and then you do your work at night, or you find yourself spending, you know, 3, 4, or 5 hours on email and Slack, which is also not ideal.
Yeah, because I think many people would think, oh, well, now you're like creating a product which is representing, trying to copy paste the office, which is what happened with people moving to the working from home and then having a leverage, a lot of move towards Slack and emails and Zoom meetings because they're trying to copy paste that kind of experience they had in the office. Commons is kind of copy pasting that, tap on the shoulder, but it's kind of a bit more in the background as I can feel what it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel as, it's not scheduled, it's not taking time on your day, it's just there. I guess it fits much more for teams that are maybe a bit more closer in time zone as well, maybe work on a similar schedule. So it definitely maybe not fits for everybody working in a asynchronous global team across time zones, but for a team, maybe does it all in the same time zone, working on the same project, to know that maybe every morning from like 9 to 12, we're there around and you can kind of pop in for conversation, kind of adds an extra layer of synchronicity of connection.
Exactly. That's how we use it internally, actually, because we have some of our teammates are in Turkey. We have some who are in Portugal. We have some on the East Coast. And then myself and my two co-founders are in Los Angeles. And so the morning time here, you know, we're all on Commons from, I don't know, 8 or 9 a.m. And then around, I don't know, 2 p.m. or so, things start to get late in Europe. But we're still working. And so that's also how a lot of our customers use it.
Also, and then do you think that tools like Commons would fit in a hybrid setup? Like, how do you see that in a place where, you know, now we are moving towards a lot of people reopening offices, having a bit of both at the same time? Do you see that as using a tool that could work in a hybrid where you have some people who are remote and some people who are in the office? How do you see that product evolving there?
Definitely. And the simple reason is that in the hybrid context, the same need exists. Meaning, on any given day, some of the team is in the office and some of the team is not in the office. And so you still need a way to have these interactions that they can only take place on something like Commons. And so that's something that we actually have some customers who are starting to go back to the office, but like many teams who are doing that, they, you know, they're in the office, let's say 1 to 3 days a week. And when they're in the office, they still have colleagues who are not in the office. And so they use Commons on those days. But then when the people who go back home the other 2 or 3 or 4 days a week, they're obviously using Commons even then. So I would say that in a weird paradox, the hybrid setup, as you obviously know, it makes some things even more complicated because you have now, I guess, like three different modes. Like some people are in the office, some people are at home, some people are kind of like in, you know, in between. And so I think, you know, what we have heard and seen is the need is just as relevant in that context.
Right. Well, thank you so much for coming and sharing all the Thank you for sharing everything about Cummins and then, you know, telling us a bit more about what you're working on. Looking forward to follow also how the product is going and how you're evolving there and see, you know, after going back to the office, like how this will look like. So people can actually see all the information in the show notes to know like where they can find more info about Cummins. I think you have a beta also that is out, maybe that now is going to be, so you can also go and try it out. So thank you so much, Patrick, for joining us and have an amazing day.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning in to Remote First. You can find all links and show notes in the episode description. And if you found value in this show, we'd love your rating on your listening app of choice. Thank you for being here. See you next time.